This show is brought to you by ERN, entertainment right now. Find us online at ernlive.com. Now, here's your host. You're listening to Ink Radio. Here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. Today, I'm at the Franchise Expo in Houston, Texas, checking out some of the cool franchise opportunities for you guys that want to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And that's what you get when you buy a franchise. My buddy Rocco Fiorentino from Benetrends is here. Rocco, I just got done talking to Brightstar Care, in-home care. This in-home care business is so huge. I had no idea. And I guess, you know, as my parents are getting older, I'm starting to become more conscious of it. But what I also see is what a tremendous business opportunity is for entrepreneurs. And in talking to Tony, the guy that was here, he's, you know, I mean, this is a really kind of a cool thing. You can have a little suite, you know, a little 400 or 500 square foot suite, a couple of employees, and you're changing people's lives and you're getting paid well to do it. So, I mean, I love the fact that I have no guilt. When I'm helping somebody in their life, I have no guilt. And then they want to pay me. And so I think it's a win-win situation. So for those who just heard that last interview, it takes about $300,000, you know, kind of all in, turnkey. And like a lot of these franchises, turnkey, you're in business, they help you to make sure that you're going to be successful. But a lot of the folks that listen, that are still listening, going, oh, yeah, but I don't have $300,000. But they really may. It could be locked up in a retirement account or something. And you and I have talked about this a number of times. I'm going to beat it into their brains that you may have this in your pocket right now that you can use without getting dinged by the IRS. Am I right?
That's exactly right, Alan. You know, we've been extremely successful with the category in-home care, and it is a booming category within the franchise industry. Frankly, people are living longer, and, you know, anymore, three siblings can't take care of one mom or one dad.
I'm telling you, it's true. It was six of us, actually.
We've got our families, our kids, our own lives, and our parents are living longer.
Yeah.
So
we want them to, thank God, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We hope that we live even longer than that.
Exactly.
But home care as a category has been booming in the franchise industry for all the reasons you just stated.
Yeah.
And it is simple to finance the new franchise. We've been in business 32 years. We started out as a rollover provider. And what that means is we are able to allow folks to use their retirement funds tax and penalty free to start their new business.
Which
and basically,
is phenomenal.
All you're doing is investing in yourself instead of investing in one of those companies you're paying someone to manage your portfolio
That's
for.
That's exactly right. That's the beauty of this is that, you know, I mean, I don't know how you guys, other than obviously working with us, we're going to tell everybody all the time about this because this is a secret that people need to know about. Unlock that opportunity in your life.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so interesting. We see so many folks that always wanted to go into business, but never figured out how they could afford to financially because, again, their retirement plan was kind of locked away and thought it wasn't as accessible.
Right.
And frankly, it is with the program that we provide.
It seems to me like you, even in one of these conversations we've had, you can even pay yourself a paycheck out of that and not get dinged.
Sure, because a part of the program criteria is that you have to be a participant and an employee, a W-2 employee. So more often than not, our candidates, our clients that we work with, start the business, use their rollover funds to get started, and they start taking a salary, just as they would if they worked for anyone else.
It's a beautiful thing. So you can use that money to pay for yourself, to pay for your future, to buy that business, to be in business for yourself, again, but not by yourself. That's what these franchises are all about. And so here's another question for you. You guys are financing a lot. I mean, it seems like you are the big company that does this, that finances the franchise, right, in the franchise industry.
Yeah, we're the largest and the oldest, and we also do a lot of SBA lending now because Small Business Administration loans are alive and well. And the government has put a great program together for folks that want to borrow money that is government-guaranteed funds to the bank to start their businesses. So a lot of that going on as well.
What are the easier business to finance? Is there one that's easier than other? Is it a bigger one, like if I want to buy a Subway sandwich franchise, is that easier because of its name? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. We finance businesses that start at $50,000, $100,000. We also finance businesses that are $2, $3 million. Mm. So on the 401k rollover side, all we really want to do is create jobs. Same thing with the SBA. The SBA wants to invest in entrepreneurs who want to create jobs and start a business.
Right. Well, that's how we're going to rebuild America. I mean, it's those who have that get up and go, that lift themselves up and, you know, by their bootstraps. And I remember when Ford Motor Company didn't take the TARP funds like some of the other auto manufacturers did. And I thought to myself, I was so proud of them for, you know, having the gumption to get up and go and get up and do it. And then even on the news here, just today, just this week, there was something that happened where a guy was walking 10 miles each direction to do his job. And they got together and they decided to raise some money to buy this guy a car. Do you know that through the social networks and everything, they raised $300,000? Guy in Detroit who just, he was like, was he just kind of that nobody guy? But you know what? Nobody's a nobody. Is that, can I say that? It's like bad language, but it's bad English, but it's everybody is somebody.
Everyone has the opportunity to be whatever they want to be and believe in themselves. Yep. They can all be entrepreneurs.
That's exactly right. I love the fact that America got together through crowdfunding and raised over $300,000. And the guy went and bought a Ford Taurus. He says, my favorite car is the Ford Taurus. And the great part was, he goes, it's not much to look at, but it's great inside. And I thought, Ford's not going to like that. But I love it. I love it. You can live the American dream. We are in America here. And get out, live that dream. Become an entrepreneur. Own your own business. Rocco, thank you.
Benetrends.com. Thank you so much,
That's
Alan.
Exactly right. All right, we'll take a little break here from the Franchise Expo. It is Inc. Radio.
This show is presented in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition. We'll be right back.